He going to do it. I don't care how it look, like it ain't never going to get done, and it's looking cloudy, but he going to do what he says. Many of us stand here today waiting on him to do what he says, and you're getting a little shaky. But hold on. Just hold on in there. Don't let this devil tell you nothing else. Hold on in there. I say, hold on in there. Your dime and your penny going to come up too. Amen. You know, the Lord said to believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And I believe, I mean, I do. When Jesus told that man to go down to the river and wash his eyes, he just said, listen, that don't sound right. He'd have been still blind. But he went down there and washed. Amen. So come into faith and believe. Amen. Believe. When God says something, just believe it. I don't care how funny it sounds, just believe it. I believe God. So I was telling Dad, I said, I was coming out the store. What is fortunate that you sisters don't know what the Lord said. There was three shiny new pennies on the ground. Shiny, brand new. I said, where am I dying? I picked the pennies up and put them up somewhere. I said, well, I'm a dime coming. I believe God. I know. Three, girl, that's pretty good. Three. Mm. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. Just give him another clap offering. We're so glad to see all of you today. I always love to see you. Larry back. Where Larry? You feeling pretty good, Larry? That's good. Amen. God is just good. I'm telling you, just good. This time we're going to take the offering. Is that right? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. That you can't feed young kids that's just got saved something that you would feed other people. And I said, Lord, that's really the truth. And so a lot of times people look in the church and they'll see a young Christian and they say, oh, they all. But you're looking at a baby Christian. And so people have to grow. And I just want to thank God for that growth that he's given to us. How old are we today? Where are we? But as I begin to look in Judges, help me, Jesus. I looked at how when he brought Israel out. And every time he'd bring them out and they would get a little prosperous, they would begin to turn from God. Then he'd put them under restraint by some country. And they would do them so bad and they'd be, but the Bible said, maybe this don't mean nothing to you. As they begin to cry out to God, he heard them. I don't care if it took 10 years or 20 years, he soon heard them. And he would turn back and he would bring them back into, his good graces. And then as soon as they get in his good graces and get up again, then they go there and crazy again. Hallelujah. And I read through Judges and I saw many, many times how God in his infinite mercy and his love. I want to talk about the love of God. I want to talk about in his love, how he, just have so much patience with us. Hallelujah, Lord. You can think about yourself. A lot of people, they say, I came to church and I want to get saved. Praise God, but I waited, And God just so merciful. You could walk out this door and he could let a car hit you. He could take his love away from you. Praise the Lord. And you go into the store and somebody come in and you be the very one they shoot. But God is good. And I thought about the goodness of God, how he's so good. And I wept and I said, God, oh my God. I said, look like they could have remembered how you brought them across the Red Sea. It looked like they could have remembered all the things that you did. How you sent all the things he sent on Egypt. Praise the Lord. I said, now, it's so strange because the sinner remembered it. Praise some of the people that want to come against Israel. They said, we'd have came against you, but we was afraid. We was afraid because we heard about what he did in Egypt and we heard about how he sent those plagues, and we know you serve a good God, and so Christians need to know about the God we serve. Yes, you believe, I'm going to believe everything he said because praise God, you get a sinner, they will believe, but Christians don't hardly believe in things. They say, oh, this ain't right. They told me. You take a sinner, he'll come in here and say, oh, that prophet said such and such a thing. And they'll believe it and do it. And they get blessed and you sitting up there wondering why you ain't got blessed. Because you didn't believe. That's right. Am I making sense? And I thought about it. I say, God, you know, you've told us some strange things. You know, you told them back there some strange things. You know, what is it talking about a rainbow? Come on here. A rainbow. But they believed it. You better believe what God tell you. I mean, you better believe it. He gonna tell you to boil your water five times a day. If I was you, I'd be boiling it five times a day. But people don't believe. God's folk. God's people. And I was reading where these people, you know, Joshua had whooped everybody around him. He had whooped everybody around him, and these people came out and pretended like they was way off somewhere and lived way off. Praise God, they came and they lived way off somewhere. And they put on old raggedy shoes and put on old moldy clothes and got some moldy bread. Now they live right there where he was going to get ready to get them next. But they say, let's go, hallelujah, and because these people are good people. They got good hearts. Let's go and talk to Joshua. He's the head of them, and he's a pretty good guy. And so they went like they had been coming from. And he said, we come from a long distance. And it was right up the road. But they said, we come from a long distance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Said, we heard about what, you know, what happened. He said, and we just want to come for you to make a league with us and tell us you're not going to bother us. And Joshua did something that a lot of people do. He didn't seek God. Yeah. See, when things look too right, you need to seek the Lord. You know, seek the Lord for about everything that you know what I mean? Even if it looked right, seek him anyway. Yes. He didn't seek God, and here these folk is, as God's folk. He didn't seek God. He said, yes. He felt sorry for him. He saw the shoes all broke down and the dirty clothes on there, the moldy bread and all this kind of stuff, which they done made up. And he made an agreement with them. And so when he came, he found out that they was the Gibeons right over across the street. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, help me. Help me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to thank the Lord this morning for his love. I want to thank him for his love. And I want to thank him for this one. And I'm just trying to get into this thing. I want to thank him for his love. I want to thank him for his mercy, which endures forever. Hallelujah. I say his mercy. I want to thank him because he's so good. And he can do what he want to do. And he can use who he want to use. Oh, you better be sure that you know that you okay. Somebody look at me and say, well, you know, I don't know why they use them. Well, it ain't your business. You know, he can use whoever he want to use. Praise the Lord. But he sold them in the second chapter of Judges. That's not where I'm going to go. I'm trying to ease into what God gave, what I think. The angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Brokum. That he said, I will never break my covenant with you. God will never break his covenant. He's never going. If he told you something, children of God, he going to do what he said. He may not do it tomorrow. He may not do it, but he going to do it in his time. And it's going to be the best time for you. Because if he'd have done it when you thought he should have done it, it wouldn't have worked out right. Yes. But God got it all in hand. And so I was thinking about, we was on our way down to, when we was going to Branson. And I was thinking about my life. You know, I think about my life a lot of times. About, you know, my childhood. I think a lot of times. I'm getting old, man. Is that what it is? Oh. I'm thinking about my childhood. And I was thinking about how when you are a child, whatever you live in, whatever you see, is your reality. You know, it could be wrong. It could be, I'm trying to help you now, to help these people. It could be wrong or whatever, but it's your reality. If you brought up in a house where they're doing this and that, you get used to it. You think that's right. Because it's your reality. Whatever you conform to is your reality. And I thought about that, and I thought back on my life. You know what I'm saying? My parents weren't saved. And we lived in some conditions that I know now was sin. But at the time, I didn't think they were sin. Now, here's the kicker. My auntie taught me the Ten Commandments. Just like she said we picked up a lot of dimes and pennies. My auntie taught me the Ten Commandments. But I lived in that situation so long till I conformed to it. And it became my reality. There are a lot of people, you looking at them, but they don't think nothing wrong with what they're doing. Because what they have conformed to is their reality. They think it's right. And so I'm coming to church today and I'm weeping. Because I said, Lord, my aunt, where is she today? She died with a man she wasn't married to. You know, and I never thought like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking, I said, God, we got to get to these people. Yes, I'm getting over into it now. Before they leave here. Because there's just one door into the kingdom. And that door is Jesus. And you got to go through that door. You can't go around. You can't jump up on the thing and slip in or tip in. You got to go through the door. But the door is open always. He said, behold, I stand and I knock. I'm going to open the door for anybody who want to come in. So you can come in anytime you get ready. Amen. But whatever in this life you conform to, it's going to be real to you. Amen. Yeah. I don't care if you're a Christian today. Yeah. If you conform to something that's in the world, it becomes your reality. You hear what I'm saying? And people be talking to you and telling you stuff, but you ain't understand what they're saying. Thank you, Jesus. He gonna let me preach this. Thank you, Jesus, because I was... I said, Lord, I don't want to be fussing at these people this morning. And this is not a fussing message. Turn to Romans 12. I beseech you, brethren, and this is for you all that are growing in Christ, and for all of us, and for me, and for everybody. He said, by the mercies of God, he said, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You ought to do that. Ought to do it. Then he said, look, be not conformed to this world. Now, conform means to have the same form as another one. Or the shape of the thing, just like something else. Don't be conformed, he said, to this world. And I find this in our Christian walk. God is real. Listen. We come to church, and ain't nobody in the world like to preach faith no more than me. You know, I'm just like a dog with a bone when you start talking about, ooh, good. I believe that God can do anything, yes. And I preach it. But you know, I told God, I said, God, my Father, we love the things that you do. But it's time for us now to look at us, to get ourselves in a place. Well, we can be a blessing to people. Yes. We don't want to be people that's always wanting, wanting, wanting. Am I all right? Give me this. Give me that. Give me one of them. Give me one of these. We want to be people that's loving on you, son. We come to church, and a lot of us come to church. Most of us are sick. I'm praying about that now. I'm believing that. I'm just, you know, I'm sick too, but I just, shoot. I said, God, I ain't understanding this. Hello? I'm open before you now. You said one thing and we are going through another. Now I want to know what this is. I ain't got the answer yet, but when I do, watch out. He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. I was going to call him and ask, did he have a transformer? He got a transformer. Y'all know what the transformer is? It's a renewing. Completely change under the power of God. Your character change. Your conduct change. I love this morning. I love what God is doing. I love it. But I went home saying, God, help me. Help me, God, to be conformed to what you say for me to conform to. Because, God, when we get through talking and get through praising, we need God. We need him to change our mind. We need him to renew our mind. And he said to change with the renewing of your mind. Listen, you can listen. God is expect something from us. And I, sister, where she at? Yeah, God will take 100 pounds off you. He'll take 200 pounds off you. Yeah. But you got to go back and do right. You know, I believe God looks at the heart of man. You know, he works with the heart of man. And I believe if you were sick and got a thyroid problem, now look, I'm trying to be God, or something. Yeah, I believe that. I've seen some things that, woo. You know what I'm saying? And I believe, but you know what? I saw God in it all. I saw the love, the unconditional love that he has for man. How he would just do for man. If they don't deserve it, he just do for man. He done for you. You ain't deserve nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We live right. We don't want to, you know, live our, but God is a good God. Oh, God. I said he's a good God. And you can take a person, ain't don't pray, don't do nothing, but yet God bless them. And you look at them and say, God, they ain't doing nothing. Here I am praying and seeking you and crying on the floor and beating the thing. And look at that. But God is just, he just God. I say, he just God. So don't get all excited about what he do for somebody that you don't think he's supposed to do it for. Bless him. Say, Lord, bless him. Just go ahead and bless him. I'm talking about a God of love. But I'm also talking about a God that's looking down on us and saying, come on up. Yes. Come on. If what you conform to is your reality, then let us conform to here. And let that be our reality. Yes. Let this be our reality. Yes. We want the word to become our reality. I just think the Lord want me to say that. Yes. We had a good. So he's showing us. See the goodness of his goodness. He's showing us that. He's showing us that, girl. His goodness. But we can slip into hell with his goodness. Come on now. And we're going to tell about his goodness. Every Sunday, I want you to get up and tell the goodness of God. I don't care what the message be. You tell about the goodness of the Lord. He said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Don't sit down if God did something to you. Hallelujah. And then take what else he give. He want to throw you out some liver, then you take it. If he want to give you some Brussels sprouts this morning, you eat them. I don't like Brussels sprouts. Whatever he does is God. Because somebody needed. Somebody needed whatever was done here today. Somebody needed it. Somebody needed to believe more. God wants us to believe because without faith it's impossible to please God. But he wants us to come. I deceive this all the time. He said by the renewing of your mind. We're not going to ever prove the good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God until we do this. We won't know God. The only way we're going to know God is we're going to present and say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. And I love it. I say, because, Lord, you didn't tell us how to think. Philippians 4 and 8. Somebody get that for me real quick. Now, let me tell you something. It is not easy to conform. Ain't need to be, you sit up here, come on here, y'all, come on here. I said it ain't easy. Because you was born in sin and you born again, but you still got you there. Your spirit is reborn, but you still got you there. And every now and then you have to slap it down. It's supposed to be dead. But you got to slap it down every now and then, don't you? Because you're thinking something you shouldn't think or say something you shouldn't say. Come on now. Do something you shouldn't do. And in all of that, God still loves us. In all of that we do, all of that, God loves his people. I don't understand it. I can't explain it to you. I can't explain it to you. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. While y'all finding that, Brother Mark, I want you to lay your hands on your cross your face and on your eyes. And God, I'm asking you to let your angels touch him now. Let the healing of Jesus Christ. I send you word to that back seat that you would touch him, Lord. Take out this swelling and touch his eyes and around his sinus area. I'm asking it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I know you're able, God. I know you can, God. And I know it's you, God. It is not by power or might, but it's by your spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Well, it's wonderful. Yes. Yes, I do too. I believe it. I believe it. Brother Mark, get well.
Yes. Yes.
Let all that swelling go down. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You know, God is so good. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, I believe. You believe that.
Yes, I
do. That's right. Believe it. Shaka. Hallelujah, Jesus. You going to read that for me, Al? Finally, brother. You know, finally, after all we done said. Mm-hmm. Finally. Brethren. He said what? Whatsoever things are true,
whatsoever things are honest,
whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure,
whatsoever things are
lovely, whatsoever things are of good report,
if there be any virtue,
think on these things. To bring yourself into that, you're going to be doing some things. You ain't got time to do nothing there. And I thought about how wonderful he is. I said, Lord, you even tell us what to think. If it's good, if it's honest, if it's true, if it's of good report, anything clean in it, anything you praise God about, let your mind stay like that. You have to bring your mind in. My pastor used to say all the time, he said, Lord, I pray that you'd bring my mind in. And he said that, but listen, he said number 10 in Romans, Paul's writing to the Roman church again, he said, my heart desire for and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. A lot of churches got this, got a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Now we need to have a zeal according to knowledge. The Lord is telling us to get up, and we're trying to do that. You know, we're trying to do this, and we're trying to do what he's telling us to do. But it's still got to be in knowledge. Yeah. And then look what it say. And I tell about Israel. And being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So we have to come under his authority.
Yeah.
This morning. I'm sorry I went off, but this is what I'm feeling. I'm sorry. I tried my best to preach on it. But I had, this is in my heart. This is in my soul. This is down in me. Because I want to see us grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. I want to see us grow in the knowledge of God. The young people grow in the knowledge of God. You know, and how you grow, it depends on God. Somebody tell me, the Lord must have been, you really growing. But you know, you grow in the knowledge of God.
Yes.
He the one that grow you.
That's right. Amen.
I say he's the one that grows you up. Yes. Amen. You do what he say and you'll notice that you will grow up.
Yes.
Amen. You don't want to be 50 years old in the Lord in 2 years acting like a 2 year old. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to say something to him that I may couldn't say to you. Because you may get offended, but he old enough not to be offended.
Right.
You know, somewhere along the line, you know what I'm saying? We have growth.
Yes.
I say somewhere along the line we have growth. So what I want us to do is begin to look and see how much we have grown. You know what I'm saying? Hello. Because now I don't expect Nadia to get up and she could say, pray somebody got on her nerves. But if you 15 years old, I'm expecting you to say, you know, I prayed for them and I asked God to bless them. Yeah. I expect for you to do something different. I'm not expecting you to be 3 years old. We got to grow up.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting you young Christians, you do the, you know, you're going to do, but you're not going, you can't think the way, it has to be from God. You have to grow in grace. So let me tell you something. If you ain't up to sister so-and-so, don't worry about it. Just keep on doing what you're supposed to do. Just keep loving Jesus. You got to love Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want him to move for you, he will move for you. But be doing what you know to do. Amen. You can't be old as brother there. Or old as Gwen. Or you got saved before she did. And Gwen's kind of young in the Lord too. All these kids are young in the Lord. Yeah. They're all young in the Lord. They're growing. Ain't they growing fast? Y'all doing some super. Y'all going in a quantum leap. That's wonderful. Stay under the power of God. Stay under the word of God. And grow. Don't let the devil say, I don't feel good. I'm going to stay home today. You need to be in the house of God. And when that door open, be there. You know what I'm saying, brother? It's something in the house of God. It really is. I found my knees met in the house of the Lord. And I'm just saying this over. Just be around God's people. Get you some good friends. You know, all these friends that's leading you somewhere. If you save, you ought to have some different friends. Hello. Unless you're trying to get them saved. But most times, that's a hard thing to do. Because if they like to do such and such thing, you're going to have to really show them that you saved before they're going to believe you. Are they going to have you doing the same thing you was doing before? Don't fool yourself now. Think you so strong. I'm going to go in this beer garden because I'm saved and I'm not going to drink nothing. Just going to go in here and I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to talk to these people. And you'll come out of there drunk as a skunk. They have to take you somewhere. Because you cannot dabble in sin. The Bible said you have to stop sinning. You have to turn from your ways. You got to turn. You got to be, your mind has to be renewed. Well, you won't want to do. People say, well, I say, I don't want to do that kind of stuff. You know, it ain't the point that I think I'm too good. It just nothing left. I just don't have no desire. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with what you do. If you want to go and do, jump off of something or whatever you want to do, go ahead. I ain't got no desire to do it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have a desire. It ain't the point that you may be doing the wrong thing. I just don't have a desire. I was once there, maybe. Girl, I used to sit them back when I danced. I could dance, girl. Ooh. I had an auntie, we was young, and we'd set the floor back. Me and Gloria. Folk would stand back. Look at them go. And we just as crazy. We just. But I don't have no man to do that no more. You know what I mean? I just don't have a man to do these things. Amen. I said amen. Come on now. I dance, but ain't that the truth, Clay? You lose it. You can't say, well, I'm getting old. No, that's God. When you lose all this worldly stuff, that's God. God is the one that takes. You stay around God, and you get to want to do what he want to do. You just hang around him enough, and you get to be like him. Ain't that wonderful? Come on, get rid of the stuff. Let's put out some stuff. I told Gwen, I said, we're going to go on another fast, but it's going to be a strange fast. It ain't going to be like the fastest we've been on. It's going to be something different. Because the mother fasted, you stopped drinking sugar, eating sugar, now you eat twice as much. You drinking twice as many sodas. No, we ain't going on that. No, we're going to do something lasting. Amen. We're going to do something lasting. We want to be serious. We want to overcome. You know what? People shooting folks. We just had a thing to somebody. Shot somebody and killed somebody. Yeah, somebody we knew. Lee. You know, praise. Oh, my God. Amen. Well, listen, children, we have the answer. But we got to be ready. We got to get our minds renewed. We got to get our minds renewed. I'm glad I got that from her too a little bit, but our mind was a different. But she was saying, like, you got to believe. You know what I mean? You got to believe. It don't mean nothing to you. It could be there forever. If it don't mean anything to you. You know what I'm saying? It won't work. I say it won't work. Uh-oh. Now the Bible says that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. He said healing is the children's bread. But until we get that here. Now look under here and get quiet. Amen. We have to believe. Well, I know I got faith. I know I believe. I ain't gonna say you ain't got no faith. But faith has an ending to it. I don't understand faith like some people do. I really don't. Hallelujah. Will you stand? Be not conformed to this world.
Yes, Lord.
Be transformed. Mm-hmm. And you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Uh-oh. How you gonna renew your mind? In the word. You have to exercise in that word. So you can't afford not to read. You can't afford not to read. A lot of people read because it's the thing to do. But you know, read to find your life. Your transformation will end up in that Bible. You read it and read it for you. Read it for you. Uh-oh. I want somebody to quote for me Psalms 91 and 1. Listen at that. I don't want to get none too hard. We're learning this for you, for us to be able to stand. Amen. For us to be able to stand. God is so good to us. He's still our healer. He's still our deliverer. Hallelujah. Right now, you ask, if you ain't saved, you ask God to save you, he'll save your soul. I say, you know what? He'll save your soul. He'll save those kids' soul. And I'm going to tell you something about him. Now, here's something wonderful. Praise the Lord. When I was 7 years old, there was an altar call made. I was just seven. Didn't know nobody what I was doing. I was 7 years old. This is the truth. Like she said, this is the truth. And I went to the altar. And they put on, after about a couple of weeks, I had to be baptized. They put my little baptism robe on me. And they had it made. Oh, Emmett was just so excited. I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. I was just seven. They put me in the water, brought me up. But you know what? God saved my soul. God saved my soul. I asked him to save my soul. He kept me. He kept me. Through stuff that people went through and got in trouble, but God kept me. And then he looked back and I said, why did you keep me? He said, because you belong to me. Hallelujah. God will save your soul. He'll say, don't never stop these kids from coming to the altar. Maybe they may not understand, but it's something about God. He understands. Because he saved my soul, girl. He kept me. I said he kept me.
Hallelujah.
And I know it wasn't just Mm-mm. No, it was God. When I thought back on it, I said, oh God, you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. And I was just a kid. But he kept me. I said, he kept me. Amen. We was in, in the slums of Detroit and all kind of crap. And some people's, they was conformed to what they was conformed to. And the reality of what they thought was right, it was just evil. But God kept me. He might have kept other folk, but he kept me. I say he might have kept you, but he kept me. And I want to thank him for that. I know it's him. I say, I know it's him. I say, I know it's him. So train your children up in the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. I'm telling you something now. They ain't going to go. It's like Gwen, praise God. We had a lot of kids. You going to be okay. I ain't going to let you stand too long. We had children. But they were raised in the ways of the Lord. We had Bible studies and we learned the scriptures and praise the Lord. And there they sit now. because it's something about God. Something about what he tell you what to do. If he tell you what to do, he going to do what he say. That's why Sean going to come in, because you did what God said. And that's all you got to do. He'll do the rest. Your time will come. I just hold on to us. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care how many women he got. I don't care where he been. Girl, they picked him up. I don't care. He was on the street. Oh, is that right? Devil, you just give us a shot, because your time is your time coming to the end. You got to talk to that devil. Let him know that these are my children. God said he's going to save them.
That's right.
If he say he's going to save them, he's going to save them.
Right. Amen.
I got one here say, I ain't coming to church with too many hypocrites. I couldn't talk to him. There's too many hypocrites. Oh, mama, you know, such and such a thing. You know what I gave myself? I'm giving all to you. Every one of them. I told y'all this before. This is the truth. I'm going to give them to you. And it happened. God saved them. Didn't have to do too much to Bridget, because she was scared of hell. She said it was hot one day, and she said, oh, God, I can't go to hell. I just can't go. They say, well, you know, people say, hey, however you get saved, you better be glad you saved.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, preachers used to preach on hell. Shoot, they preach hell more than they did heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. So however you got saved, you better be glad you saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I want to make an altar call today for those that have strayed and you want to come back. Want to come on back in and want to really serve the Lord. I want to make a new start. If you're the one that want to make a new start, come. You want to make a new start with the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I just kind of got away a little bit. I kind of just slipped off a little bit. And you know what I mean? I still love God.